From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
I'm Robert Siegel, and we begin this hour in Haiti, where President René Préval is under increasing pressure. That's after the return this week of former dictator Jean-Claude Bébédock Duvalier and continued political instability. A second round of presidential elections has been indefinitely postponed, the first round marred by allegations of fraud and voter intimidation.
For the outgoing president, the political chaos now engulfing Haiti is just the latest trouble. Préval is still weathering criticism for how he handled the aftermath of last year's earthquake. NPR's Carrie Kahn has this profile of the Haitian president.
At the site where tens of thousands of earthquake victims are buried, President Préval made a rare public appearance earlier this month at one of the commemorations of the January 12th catastrophe. Reading from prepared notes, Préval looked out on the hillside dotted with hundreds of black crosses and in Creole told the crowd to never forget those who perished. Préval is not known for consoling statements or skilled oratory. In the aftermath of the earthquake, he was rarely seen in public and widely criticized for his absence. Préval first took office after the popular priest-turned-politician Jean-Bertrand Aristide left in 1996, and he was re-elected in 2006. But today it's difficult to find supporters, especially in the squalid encampments erected in the shadow of the destroyed palace.
No, it's not National Palace, it's the devil's house, you know.
It's the devil's house, says Carlo Jean-Charles. He sells his paintings to foreigners who come to stare at the crumbled ruins through its tall neon green gates.
René Préval is the devil for this country, you know, and it's time we see cholera, earthquake, tsunami, you know, we don't need them in this country no more.
In person, Préval is genial. He's a slight man with a gap in his teeth and a silver beard. He greets me with a swift kiss on both cheeks as we walk into a small room in the only wing left standing behind the presidential palace. Speaking in French and accompanied by his personal interpreter, Préval says he knows the people blame him for all the ills that have fallen on his country.
J'ai une puissance extraordinaire.
Here, I must say I have an extraordinary power.
Breaking into English, Préval easily jokes.
What do you think?
No. How do you want to be remembered?
I want to go home. That's it.
Home is the rural provinces outside Port-au-Prince. After leaving office the first time, Préval, an agronomist, helped peasants grow crops and bamboo. In a 2009 U.S. diplomatic cable made public recently on WikiLeaks, the then-U.S. ambassador to Haiti described Préval as preoccupied with finding a successor who would allow him to stay in the country. In our interview, Préval said he is proud to be the only elected president not forced into exile. He says he wants to be remembered for his achievements, increasing agricultural production, electricity, and paving roads.
Je n'ai pas un style de leadership.
I don't have a style of leadership that is like show business.
Je préfère travailler et être efficace.
I prefer to work and be efficient.
Before the earthquake, Préval was viewed as a hard worker. In one leaked cable, he's described as working very long hours, with a daily two-hour nap in full pajamas. He did manage a truce among rival gangs in the capital, stopped a spate of high-profile kidnappings, and allowed for a free press. Author Amy Willens, who's written extensively about Haiti, says Préval likes to work behind the scenes, but keeps a tight fist on power.
He doesn't lead the Haitian people. What he does is sits on the Haitian political class. For that, you don't need to be so visible to the Haitian people, but you need to be wily and manipulative.
Préval will need to use all those skills if he is to peacefully hand over power this time. Reached at her Miami office, Yuri Mevs, who owns Haiti's largest private ports and warehouses, says she hopes the U.S. goes, quote, all the way to make sure the democratic transfer of power in Haiti continues.
The man needs some help in living honorably, elegantly. He does need help in doing the right thing.
On the streets of Port-au-Prince, patience for Préval is wearing thin. This man, James Edouard, sitting in front of his downtown tent, taps on a large rock by his foot. He says he's saving it to throw at Préval. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.